This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joining us on the line now is Friday Drive show presenter, Mr. David Hunt. Are you there, David?
Hello, boys. How are you?
Very well.
Look, we're good, but surely you are riddled with anxiety about what is about to take place this weekend, because you are about to attempt to break a world record. Is that right, David Hunt?
Absolutely. Sue and myself, you know how I'm a collector of snow dough.
Yep.
And I've been doing it for many, many years. And our wonderful Joy listeners, a lot of them, when they come back from overseas, now bring me a snow dough.
Yes, I believe I've given you a couple.
You have, yep, as well. And I was going to mention that lots of Joy people, yep, do it as well. So my collection is now in the hundreds and hundreds.
Right.
And as I said, I've been collecting for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And we've always wondered, how can we, sort of exhibit them or do something with them? Because lots of other people around the world have got a bigger collection than me.
Mm. Really?
I didn't think there
would be that many people that would have snow dome collections, David Hunt.
Oh, Glenn, there are a lot of people with snow dome collections.
Are you part of, like, little Facebook groups about collectors?
No.
You should start one. But anyway, sorry, I digress. Go ahead.
So all of a sudden, here we are. It's a wonderful midsummer. It's a, yep, great time of the year. Sunday is Carnival Day. And we thought, damn it, we are going to do something special with snow domes at this Carnival Day. So we're going to break the world record of the most people shaking a snow dome at the same time.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you not worried? Are you not scared? I'd be nervous.
Oh, what if one,
what if it broke?
Yes.
Oh, if it broke. No. I have total confidence. Look, I'm going to bring 100 plus along on the day.
Right.
That's going to be fun, travelling on the tram in the way to from St Kilda.
Tram.
Stopping at the glam stop.
I'm bringing a trolley.
Wow. Mm.
And but I also want people to bring their own snow domes, because the more snow domes we have, the
more likely to break a record.
Now, yeah, do we know where the record stands at the moment, David Hunt?
There isn't a record, but we are going to break the record. No matter,
yeah,
if two people shake a snow dome, we're going to have the record. There are, as I said, there's many records about how many people have in their collection, but no one has actually done this. Shaking snow domes at the one time.
I need to ask a question. Is, yes, that when I've watched these in the past, not this particular one, because I do not believe anyone has ever tried to do this.
Well, they haven't.
No. But what is the story then? Do you not have to have an official there?
No, because what we're doing, this is the other way around it now.
Hmm?
We're filming it. So it will go up on YouTube next week.
Right. Oh, well, I'll be checking that out.
If you're part of it on the day,
yep,
you will be on YouTube. We also want everyone to film it, if you're just watching or you're actually part of it, shaking in one hand and film it in the other, and then post it on social media so that word will get out there about our record attempt.
Hashtag snow globe.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it a globe or a dome? What are we getting?
I never know.
You see, Australia and the English call it snow globe.
Yeah.
The Americans call it snow
Dome. Right.
But bearing in mind we're in none of those countries, what are we calling it?
We're calling it Snow Dome.
Okay.
And I'm calling the event Shake It Up.
Yep.
It's called Shake It Up. And we're doing it on the Team Melbourne stage at 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay.
Now, everyone that enters, you'll have to get up on stage or be down the front, because,
yep,
there's going to be hundreds, we hope.
Yeah.
A gold coin donation to Team Melbourne.
Great.
To enter, to be part of this world record attempt.
Yeah, and obviously, if any of the snow domes are broken, that money will obviously have to go to replacing the snow domes as
no,
well.
No, no. I will sacrifice my snowman, but I feel...
We can all do that.
Imagine that. Yeah, you're going to be doing it.
Yeah, but imagine how... Would that be another record? Once you've shaken them, it's everybody that has one to sacrifice one.
No.
No, okay.
Smash it on the floor.
No, all right. No,
because then he won't have his record, 100...
All right. No, it's just an idea. I was trying to break another one. I'm just trying to help.
So the wonderful thing is Team Melbourne's going to make money out of this.
Yeah.
Because, there's all the sporting groups within our community.
Exactly.
And that will go towards helping them get to one of the international world games, like the Gay Olympics or something like that.
Yeah.
And look, it's just going to be a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And raising money, of course.
And raising money, having fun on the day.
Yeah.
And so be there on Sunday at the Team Melbourne
3 o'clock.
Stage. 3 o'clock.
Get there a little earlier, people, I reckon.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Michael, we are not alone.
We are not, and we love a bit of magic, don't we?
Oh, my God. My whole life is magic.
I don't know if that's true somehow. But coming up at the Arts Centre, it's an amazing-looking show, and it is all about magic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But this man is Builders, the master magician. His name is Louis de Martos, and welcome to Melbourne and to the Royal Daltons.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Have we got your name right?
Of course, because I love to hear my name mentioned in all sorts of ways, so yeah. it's nice.
It's close enough, was it?
It's very dignifying way.
Now, I was asking if, of course, the typical question of how you're loving Melbourne, and you're from Portugal.
Yes.
And normally Portugal, obviously, has got its sunny hat on.
Yes.
And often we do, but currently not so much.
Well, I'm very, very happy here in Melbourne, not only because I was never here before, and I've never been here, and it's a beautiful city. I had some friends that have been and they have talked about, and it's as beautiful as they said.
Yep.
And it's warm.
Yeah, and it's not all about the weather, it's about the people as well,
isn't
it?
Of course. I mean, it's yesterday we were at the Arts Centre quite late, and we just walk around, and it's really nice people, and it's beautiful. It's really, really nice.
Now, I would love to know, we obviously want to know all about the show, but what got you involved in magic? When did you start to have an interest in magic and illusion and all that sort of stuff?
Well, I think that as kids, we all jump around interests. Today, we want to be a football player, tomorrow a dancer, then a musician, then a painter, then a magician, then a fireman and an astronaut. Well, I was eventually some of us, when we are proved to be absolutely misfit for everything else, we say, well, here is something I can do, and I'm having incredible fun.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened.
How did you start to trial with magic? What is the sort of evolution process?
Well, when I started, it was pre-internet. I know it's hard to believe for some of our listeners, but yes, there was a time that there was no internet.
Yeah. Not just the listeners.
We're both very young as well.
Yes.
Sure.
And so it was via books and watching shows and watching a little bit of TV and watching magic on TV, and then eventually get to know one magician and another one, and getting to go to the local magic club.
And I guess you try it and you realize you were good at it.
Well, I think that there is something that does not help the race of great magicians, because usually parents, when they see a little kid grabbing a coin and holding it in one hand in a very clumsy way and pretending to put it on the other hand, and then they open it, the parents go, oh, is that so nice.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Yes. My parents still do that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's terrible, because we kids, we start believing that we actually are doing anything right.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's terrible. Please, parents, don't do that to your kids.
No.
They can be traumatized for the rest of their lives.
Right.
Yes. My mum used to say, magic is not real.
Well, that's
no one is actually magic. And then I said to her once, we don't have a chimney. How does Santa get into our house?
Uh-huh.
And my mum said, magic. And I said, but you said magic doesn't he? She's, except for Santa.
Her eyes.
There you go.
He's the only real one.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk about the actual night, because this isn't, this is not on a small scale. This is magic and illusion on a grand scale, isn't it?
It is. And above all, it's, I think one of the main characteristics of this show is that it brings magic to a contemporary look and feel.
Yeah.
And it's very fresh, very pop culture, very, very modern, if you would like to say it in such a way, because we are we all are used, or the audience is used, to this very stereotype magician, always dressing the same, doing the same, looking the same. And here you have a group of seven, at least the other six are amazing magicians, and they are from the four corners of the world, and it's different styles. It's a family show, because a magic, probably it's the last place, the last show where a family can go, and actually everybody brings something home. Maybe usually, well, part of the family goes to the opera, the other part goes to the heavy metal concert.
But we all love magic.
Magic is like a common ground for all of us, because what he uses is not some pre-knowledge that you need to acquire, or a pre-taste, but more something that came with us as human beings since we were born, which
That's
is just
right.
imagination. I mean, the ability to dream and wonder. And so please come to the show and bring the entire family.
But it's about
show.
That. It's about being entertained well, isn't it? You know, and that's what you guys obviously do. And you know, to be able to suspend your disbelief in something,
exactly,
or you know, and to trick the mind and things like that. You know,
and usually the audience thinks that they don't play a big role at the magic show. Well, they have the most important role on this show, because I like to divide the process of the moments we spend together in three stages. I mean, we use tricks. Mirrors and threads and trapdoors and all those tricks, just tricks, as musicians use instruments.
Sure.
And then with those tricks, we create illusions. As musicians, they create melodies.
Yes.
But then it's only up to each spectator to actually convert those illusions into a magical moment if they give us their trust, their imagination, and if they are willing to spend an impossible to forget and also a not repeatable moment, because we cannot do playback on magic. Everything
exactly.
is
You've got to get it right.
It's real. It's lived and shared together in that moment.
Wow.
And that's what makes it special, I believe.
Now, when is it on, Glenn?
Now, it's all happening at the Arts Centre. It kicks off on the 16th of Jan. People can get more info at artscentremelbourne.com.au. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, we're ready for the Illusionist 2.0.
Exactly.
Love it. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.